What is up, peoples of the internet? TGIF. Welcome to Fire on Friday. Something not necessarily different. We've done this before, but different in light of past weeks. We're not going to have a guest on this week. We'll pick that back up next week. We've got quite a few, of course, on the schedule, but going to take a break tonight. Going to blow off some steam, have a little fun, and do a third installment now. Ask the panel anything. So if you're out there, those questions ready. Pretty much nothing is off limits, but let's not be lewd, crude, or rude, or socially unacceptable, right? We need to keep it all above board. But that being said, not much is off limits. So be coming up with those questions. We are live on the YouTube simulcast over on Gun Channels. So let me drop that link, like I normally do, into the YouTube side, just in case there's somebody out there that is not familiar with Gun Channels. It's a great community to hang out with a lot of like-minded 2A people and discuss actually a wide range of topics, so not just firearms. Looks like Dead Horse hanging out over that way. Ohio is over there. Clay, DT, Pfeiffer, all in the house over on Gun Channels. So what is up? And then on these YouTube's side, looks like the notifications are going out pretty good. User was first. Andrew's in the house. Caleb's here. Gunpowder, Gunslinger is with us. Haven't seen Gunslinger in a while. What's up, buddy? Hemi has made it. Hemi is actually on time too, which is shocking. Ashley's out there. Hello, Ashley. Snob is that's Snob's wife that's with us. Oh, okay, I got you. Scrolling down, there's Kingpin. Figured he was out there somewhere. Mad Sexy is in the house as well. The Rocker, Ozzy, he's out there with us too. I'm just checking. We got quite a few coming in on the tail end here. There's Jeff. There's George. There is Buck. There's Too Hottie. There's Big Racer. Yeah, we see you out there. So, yeah, a couple of things on the chat side. If you don't say hi, we don't know you're there, so make sure that you do that. And then also, hey Scott, what's happening, buddy? And also, you know, if you have questions, you want to throw something out to the panel or whatever, then tag somebody on the panel. And if you don't know how to tag, Jeff out there says no audio. Interesting. All right, type one if you hear this. I guess that's the easiest way to see if it's on this end or another end. You guys on the panel, do y'all hear?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, awesome.
Yep.
Got some ones out there. Okay, so Jeff, check your mutes, man. Maybe you're muted somewhere. Where was I at? I got off track, dadgummit. But, if you're tagging somebody, just the at symbol, their screen name, that'll tag them and get the questions rolling. A couple things I want to throw out real quick. Yes, I am working. Actually talked in pre-chat about some email newsletter programs to be able to use for that email list and try to kind of get that going. And I want to kind of get a group together through email. I know with Patreon, I love the Patreon side and the folks over there, but I know some people can't afford to do things like that, and maybe they don't like the extra platform and stuff like that. So an email newsletter may be a way to create another little intimate environment all on its own. And for that, we're going to give away some caps. So I'm going to drop the address for clovertac.com, and you can get a head start by running over there, scrolling down to the bottom, and signing up for the email list. Now I've said this before, but I'll say it again, that, don't worry about signing up and getting tons of emails every day or even any emails at this point. All I'm working on at this point is building the list, and then we'll use that list to kind of figure out how we want those newsletters to work. We'll kind of put some polls out and stuff like that to kind of figure out the interval that we're going to do, what type of information that you guys want to see in those emails, that sort of thing. With that, let's run this through the panel. We've already got all kinds of questions out there. So let's welcome our panel, and then we'll get to it tonight. Tardot is in the house. Been MIA for a while, but he is here. What's up, bud?
Oh, not much. We've just been getting settled up here in Michigan. Yeah, we're loving the weather, or at least the temperature compared to Texas. I don't think we've been above 90 for, man, it's been probably about a week or so.
Oh, not much. We've just been getting settled up here in Michigan. Yeah, we're loving the weather, or at least the temperature.
Rick's got an echo there.
We've been above 90 for, man, it's been probably.
Are you there, Rick?
I'm here.
Okay, we're echoing through you, buddy.
Yeah. I know what that is.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
How is your move going? Are you getting everything ready for that?
Yeah, I'm still packing. I'm on schedule. I'm not actually. I had to back it up a week.
Well, so, that's okay. You know. Another week to get out of there, I guess it's worth it, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Whatever it takes. Gizzard's in the house with us. What's happening, Giz?
Hey, not a whole heck of a lot, but thanks for the invite.
You bet. And Ghost closing it out. What's happening, bud?
Just sitting here waiting for the questions to roll in. So thanks for having me, buddy.
Oh, they're already out there.
I know. I've already seen a couple of them.
Oh, good Lord.
And you got $20. You got a $20 super chat out there.
Yeah, that was from Vandal. I'll get to that. We'll get to that one actually first. Dead Horse out there. He says, what's the email we can send the questions to? You could email questions. Yeah, I guess we could do. I mean, I don't know why you can't type them in the chat, but let me bring my email up. Let me get that open, Dead Horse. And for everybody out there, shoot them to live@clovertac.com. Let me type that, put that out there for everybody. But, if you want to email questions, yeah, you can do that. That's fine, too. So I'll get that in the chat, and then we'll get over here to Vandal, who so generously threw out a $20 Australian, whatever that comes out to, what, about 14 or 15 bucks, maybe? We'll kick it off with his. He says, question. Well, we can't answer that, but he says, why am I working on Saturday before a 6:30 a.m. flight to New Zealand? I'll field this one first, and then we'll run that one through the panel. That's a fun one. Why is he working on a Saturday when? Because you have to pay the bills somehow. That's going to be my answer to that question. Tardot, what do you think?
I'm going to go with he's got to pay for that $20 super chat somehow.
There you go. That's a good one. Rick. What do you say?
Extra spending money.
Extra spending money. That's a good one. What about you, Gizzard?
Glutton for punishment, maybe.
There you go. That works. Ghost, what about you?
He doesn't want to get fired for all I know. I mean, I don't know.
There you go. Well, I noticed none of the answers were involved firearms because we know him living in Australia. Sadly, it's not because he wants to buy a new gun, right?
I'm sure he wants to.
Or he can't. Yeah, he can't. I mean, he can't. And I guess there's some things down there that he could get, right?
I guess you can go get a black powder muzzle loader or something, you know?
We're going to have to bring him on and talk about maybe. Or maybe somebody can bring him on a show one night.
One of those little nice hatchets or something?
And kind of talk about that. Yeah, a tactical hatchet would work. I guess you can have one of those in. Australia. I don't know. That's interesting. Now Clay over on the Gun Channel side, I think he threw the first question out there. He says, "He said 410 slugs or 10mm auto hollow point for a 3-inch Derringer as a bear gun." Tardot.
Honestly, I don't know. I would probably go with the 410 slugs, I'd say, especially considering a Derringer, but I mean, 10 millimeter would be much better, I think, for bear.
Right. Rick, what do you think?
Run that past me one more time.
He says 410 slugs or 10 millimeter. He said in a Derringer as a bear gun.
10 millimeter.
Gizzard.
What are the 410 slugs out of a Derringer also?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess if I got to shoot out of a Derringer, I want to shoot the 10 millimeter.
All right. Ghost, what do you think?
If with a bear, I'd probably go 10 millimeter. I don't think a slug would do a whole hell of a lot to a bear. I don't think either one of them would do a whole lot to a bear unless you're pretty damn close. But
yeah, I'm thinking the whole there. I'm just saying
like fucking run, you know.
the whole Derringer question to me is like
just go get yourself a revolver and like a 454 or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, at least you got five shots or something like that. I mean,
I don't understand the whole. I mean, is a Derringer what you have, and that's what you're going to go bear hunting with?
Well, I think he didn't say nothing about bear hunting. He just said, you know, I guess if he's camping or whatever, maybe.
Well, worst comes to worst, just carry some dynamite in your back pocket. You'd be good.
I mean, I probably wouldn't carry a Derringer.
I'm probably going to say 10 millimeter, probably just for accuracy's sake, because, you know, once that bear is too close, it's over with. So, you would definitely want to get something in him before that. Of course, you know,
I think with either one of those,
if you get a headshot, it's not going to end pretty.
No, 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 he'll shake that off.
Yeah,
either one of those.
Yeah. It brushes off and keep coming. All right, let's see what else we have out there. Hemi out there, he's supposed to trade an EOTech for a Vortex, and he got no showed on him. That sucks. So, where are the questions? I know there's some out there. Give me a minute while I get the chat scrolled through here. I guess I could have been doing this while others were answering the last question, but no, this is amateur hour. You know how it is. Now, what is Ashley's got a weird one. Do you guys like it snowing inside? What? Well, let's just go with the whole snow thing, and we're in different parts of the country, so snow in general. Pro or anti ghost?
I'm all for snow because we don't get snow a whole lot, so I love it.
Yeah, same here. Gizzard, what about you? Snow, pro or anti?
I used to love it when I was a kid, but now that I grow up and have to drive in it back and forth to work, I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, perception does make a difference.
Yeah.
Rick, you probably get some up that way, I'm sure. But
I tell you, you shovel a driveway once, and your outlook on snow changes.
Yeah, you're done at that point. What about you, Tardot? Your opinion may change here over the next few weeks or months, quite possibly.
Yeah, I mean, I've dealt with the winters up here in Michigan with my dad being up here, but honestly, I love the snow. At least I did when I was younger, and you know, I when it starts snowing this time around, I'm going to have to start teaching the kids to shovel the walkways, but I'm hoping they make a shovel that's small enough for a one-year-old to, you know, go shovel the driveway.
There you go. Yeah, and that'll be, I guess they haven't really experienced snow, have they?
No, I mean, they've experienced the ice of Texas. That's about it.
Right. Right. Truckers out there, what's he saying? He says, he's about to go inside to get his paperwork, get on the road. We can't watch. So that's typical though for trucker out there. He's usually on the road. Bless him. Two Live Moo. I see he's jumping in. So is Double A out there. Raps in the house too. Says howdy everybody. That's Guitar Man Pete. He said, if I do your name with an exclamation point, do I get banned for too many comments? No, I don't think that holds any weight with an exclamation point. Here we go. User's got one though. He's keeping it going. He said, this is for the panel. Of all the guns you've lost in boating accidents, which one do you miss the most? Dardot?
Oh, man. It's going to be the Mac 90 and the 1911.
There you go. Rick?
1911.
What? 1911 love going on tonight. Gizzard.
That was going to be my answer, too. 1911.
1911? Well, okay. That's okay. I'll give my... Y'all are all wrong, but okay. Go ahead, Ghost. Out of all the ones lost in boating accidents.
Probably a tie. I'll probably have to say my Beretta 92 and my CX-4 Storm.
Okay. Well, that's a little better. See, here's why I don't think we're talking about losing them in a boating accident. And I mean, why would you, most 1911s are compliant, aren't they? But why would you need
that's
to
true.
Lose that in a boating accident?
That's why I threw the AK in there too, though, because that would be right. The most sad one there.
Right, definitely. I would say it would have to be my Blackout SBR. It would have to be. That would be one of the ones that would be most likely should they get real crazy with stuff, because you're talking about not only that scary black rifle platform, but you're talking about an NFA item too. So that one would definitely have to get lost in a boating accident. Big Racer out there, he's got a good one. He says, anybody done any training lately? Ghost?
Sorry, I was on mute. Not in the last 6 weeks, no. I've done a lot of practicing, but I haven't done any training. I've got some training stuff coming up in the next couple months, several of them, so looking forward to that.
Some people make that the same thing, so I guess it depends on what you're training for. I'm assuming he's meaning defensive training. But
I'm assuming when I hear training, I think go to classes and stuff like that.
Right.
I train, practice all the time, but actually going to classes, not in the last 6 weeks or so.
Right. Gizzard, what about you?
No, I haven't had any training in quite a while.
Okay. Rick?
I haven't had any in a while. Why I've been sort of waiting for that new hip. But right. Now, once I move to Indiana, I'll get back into it.
Right. Yeah. And that'll help, too, being a little friendlier environment. Probably
helped
that a lot too. Tardot, I know you've been busy, but what about you?
Yeah, we've been real busy. I haven't had time to train a whole lot. I mean, we've got room here and have some dry fire set up, and that's going to be about it.
Yeah, and mine's the same. I mean, if you're talking about anything firearm related, something that actually fits. I mean, outside of practice, something that actually fits the definition of training. It's been. Been quite a while for me, so definitely. All right, let's scroll down through here. Looks like Trucker's got one. He says driving. He's got two questions. Okay, we'll give him a pass on the two questions since he is driving. He doesn't need to be out there typing while he's driving for sure. But he says, how long will Cerakote last on a gun? And then the second one is, do you think getting the NP3 finish on his P228 will hurt the value? It's not a West German. So, yeah, they're both related, so that's pretty good. Tardot, you want to field one or both of those?
Really, with how long Cerakote lasts, I mean, I can't really say. I'm not entirely sure. It's really going to be dependent on how often you're firing that particular gun. As far as doing a finish on a gun, if you're going too far out of the ordinary, you're going to start, you could start diminishing your return on that firearm if you're going to look to sell it or anything in the future, just right. Because, not everybody's going to look for a special finish. They're going to look for the original.
That is true. I mean, anytime you got to be careful anytime that you, whether you're talking about painting one or mods in any way. I like to keep my original stuff. And really, I don't like to Cerakote, Duracote, Hydro Dip, really do much like that unless it's something I know. And most of mine are keepers, at least as long as I'm living and breathing, they're keepers. But I don't like to, certainly don't like to do that to anything collectible. As far as the Cerakote question there, and how long will it last? I can say this. It's going to depend on, it's pretty resistant to solvents and things like that. And it's pretty resistant to wear. So it's kind of going to depend on how it's taken care of. So for something like holster wear or something like that, it's going to hold up pretty well. It's going to be worse around the edges on things, than it is on flat surfaces. And, I've got a 6.8 AR that's actually got Cerakote overspray inside the upper, and that's where the bolt rides and of course and all that stuff. And other than being a little shiny there where it's Cerakoted, it's there and it's always held up. And that's with, I think that's with a lot of friction and other things going on. So, Rick, what do you think about, you know, Cerakote lasting and, refinishing a P228?
Well, how long Cerakote lasts? I don't have a gun that's been Cerakoted, I don't think. But if it's professionally done, I would imagine it would sort of like last forever almost.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you beat it with a hammer, you know. Right. But now, if you do one yourself, I don't know. You have to ask Yankee Marshall. He does it quite a lot.
Right. Has a lot to do with the prep work.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. Gizzard.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have much knowledge on either subject. I don't have anything that's been Cerakoted, so
okay.
Can't really speak to it. And the other question, I'm totally drawing a blank on too. So,
right.
Sorry.
Gotcha. Ghost, what do you think?
Cerakote, yeah. I mean, it's the only thing that you're probably going to have to worry about if you're taking any kind of care of it and storage and all that is. I mean, if you're drawing a lot out of a Kydex holster, I mean, eventually maybe around the edges, but I mean, if it's done right, it's not supposed to do a whole lot. And as far as the finish, this is just me. I'm not big on Cerakoting and I'm not big on finishes. I like the guns how they come. I think that the more that you, change it and customize it to your liking, the more it's going to be yours, because your tastes are probably not going to be the same taste as most of others. So, I mean, if you're going to do that, then understand that the value of that gun is whatever you hold value to it.
Yeah. I think that going with, I mean, if you get real crazy with a color, I think it's going to be worse than if you went with, say, a matte black or, you know, an FDE or something like that, possibly. But yeah, I mean, it not being West German, I wouldn't be concerned too crazy with it. Now, Andrew out there, he says his question was posted at 9:01. I don't see it. I've scrolled up and I don't see it. G-Webs is pirating our stream over on Instagram. So thank you. He's good at little things like that. George has got a controversial one here. He says, why does it burn when he pees? So, I'm going to field that one first. Too much Mexican food, maybe. That's going to be my thoughts on that. Ghost, what do you think?
I'm not going to get into as to why, but I will say there's a pill for that.
There's a pill for that. Gotcha. Giz, what do you think? What has he done?
Too much shower soap?
Too much shower soap. That's possible. Rick?
Now, did I hear him correctly? Or hear you?
You probably did. He said, why does it burn when he pees? You're giving medical advice now, apparently.
Yeah, well, I think the cure is penicillin.
Penicillin, probably. Tardot's got a lot of experience with this, by the way, so we're going to let him answer this last. So, what do you think's going on there, Tardot?
Even Gunpowder said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa." Honestly, I'm going to tell you, you need to go seek a medical expert and stop hanging out late night at the truck stops.
Yeah, probably.
I want to quote Ashley out there. Ashley says, as a medical expert, you might want to get that checked out.
Yeah, right. That's not a good thing for sure. What else do we got out there? That was a good one. That was fun. It's always fun to have interesting ones like that. Now, I don't know what doctor out there. Apparently, he's celebrating the whole Florence thing. He says, "Here I am, rocky like a hurricane." So, I don't know if he's poking, kind of poking at the wound of those in the path of Florence or what. But
it's a song lyric,
right? Pete out there is asking it, and I don't watch Matt's gaming stuff. I don't watch gaming channels, so. But so I'm not real sure what he's talking about. Somebody here might, but he said who got Matt started on the German accent game chat. So I'll just throw that one out. Does anybody here know what started that? Probably not.
Oh, God. Right?
I've never watched it, so I don't know.
I saw the first one when they got started on that. That all has to do with the game they're playing, having something to do with Nazis and everything. So somebody just started doing German accents, making fun of one of the characters, and they've just went off the deep end with it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Matt, in the words falling off the deep end, they run into the same sentence quite frequently.
Yeah, that goes together pretty well.
Yeah, but he took Travis with him on that one.
Right.
I think there was alcohol involved in it too.
No. Are you serious? Really? I don't believe that for a second. Now Ozzy out there, I think he's picking on Vandal when we were talking about what Vandal why he had to work, what he was spending his money on. He said the new tactical boomerang. So that's entirely possible.
I'm not going to lie. If I knew how to use one, I'd get one in a heartbeat. Cause I mean, I'm the laziest person in the world. Who wouldn't want a weapon that comes right back to you?
But you'd have to be careful. They'd start wanting to ban the assault boomerangs, you know?
Yeah, and my experience with a boomerang pretty much consists of breaking my younger brother's nose. So,
yeah. Well, I'd make sure I got the one that's above bigger than 16 inches, you know.
Right. But the only problem with the boomerang, yes, it comes back to you, but if you actually hit something with it, it's not coming back.
That's true. But if you hit something with it, I mean, it's done.
See, Rick's got to be all logical. We don't need logic here. This is fun.
Yeah. I thought it was like the movies. I thought you could hit stuff with it and it still come back. So
I remember TV show when I was a kid. I know that was a long time ago for most of you people.
Right.
But it was an Australian show about a boomerang and time stopped still while the boomerang was flying.
Right.
Yeah, but it was a kid's show.
Now, Vandaliska out there, we're getting back on the bear thing. He says, would a bear run from a flashbang? Ghost?
Would he run from a flashbang? I don't know if he'd run, but it would definitely give you a few minutes or a few seconds to get a head start.
Gifts?
You better hope he does, because if he doesn't, he's going to be after you.
Right.
You're going to piss him off, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's
probably. Right. Rick, what do you think?
I reckon it might make him flinch, and that's about it.
All right. Tardot.
Well, we want to get all scientific. As long as you're not next to the Cubs, I think you'd be probably all right. It'd probably stun it at least. You get away.
Yeah. I would think that it would probably work. And the reason that I say that is I was watching Joe Rogan the other day, and he had a guy that was doing a Discovery Channel show about like the world's most dangerous jobs. And it was a pilot that like flew medications or something up in like Alaska. And this pilot crashed and, lived on like a little iceberg thing or something out there for like 3 days before they finally got to him. And telling his story, he was telling the story of the pilot, of course, but he said that he had to fend off. He'd had no weapons of any kind, and polar bears are pretty vicious. If you don't know, and he had to fend off polar bears. And the way he did it, he had an inflatable raft, of course. It was on the plane, and that was his makeshift hut, so to speak. And when he could hear the polar bears getting close, he would stand up inside that raft and rattle it around and scream and holler and yell. And he said they would run off, and they did come back two or three times. And of course, he was, of course, scared that eventually they weren't going to run off, right? So I think that, I don't know, it may work, yeah, temporarily. It probably would work, but you would need to get the heck out of Dodges as soon as possible. Gunslinger out there. He says, why am I cooking a steak on the stove? I'm going to say because you're no good at the barbecue. That's my answer. Tardot, what do you think?
I was just going to go simple and say because you probably don't have a grill, but I don't know for sure. Maybe it's cold.
All right. There you go. Well, that's no reason not to be outside cooking on the grill. Come on. Rick, why would you cook a steak on the stove?
Oh, why would I cook one on the stove?
Or why is he cooking one on the stove?
Well, why he's cooking one because he's too lazy to fire up the grill.
There you go. Giz?
Maybe he's out of charcoal.
Yeah, or out of chicken, maybe. That's why he's using a steak. That's why he's cooking a steak on the grill. I don't know if the question is why he's cooking a steak or why he's cooking a steak on the stove. I don't know if the stove is the question or the steak. So maybe he's out of chicken. Maybe that's why. Ghost, what do you think?
You know, for someone who's admitting they're kicking steak on a stove, it must mean he's probably wearing a pink robe, some bunny slippers, and a hairnet, and he doesn't want to get his nails cut dirty or something.
Right. Now, Boobutt's getting us back on the firearm topics here a little bit. He said, question. He said, did I do well buying a SIG P320 compact for $350? Ghost?
Yes. I think if you get any SIG that's worth anything, it's going to be much more valuable than 350. Except the compact is still a good gun. I think that a 320 compact is a great carry gun, and for 350, I'm assuming it's new. If it's new or slightly used, which it can't be very well used, it's only been out for less than a year. So I would imagine, yeah, he got a pretty good deal on that.
Gizzard, what do you think?
For how much money?
$350.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
$350.
It's a great deal.
Rick, what do you think?
That's a good deal.
There you go. Tardot?
Good deal, as long as it's not the hammer-fired version.
So there you go. I'm going to say that was fair. You did all right. You got a good one at a good price. So don't fret it too much. Take it to the range. Have fun. Now, Double A out there, he's going to throw some movie questions. I'm going to combine these two from him. He says, Deadpool 1 or 2? He's talking about which one is the best. Deadpool 1 or 2? And then John Wick 1 or 2? Tardot.
Honestly, I'd have to go with Deadpool 1 just because it kind of set the standard. And then with John Wick, honestly, I like the second one better.
All right. Rick?
Well, you're more than likely going to ban me from the show and boot me off. I haven't seen either one.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Gizzard.
I'm going to go sit next to Rick.
I got you. You won't be alone. Ghost?
I have not seen Deadpool 2, so I'm going to say Deadpool 1. And... John Wick, man, they're both good. I'm going to go 2 also. I think some of the fight scenes in 2 are unbelievable. And I love when he's in, if you haven't seen it, it's not really a big thing, but when he goes into the hotel and goes and sees the gunsmith and pulls out all the knives and the guns and the bulletproof suit and all that, it's a pretty cool movie.
Cool. I like Deadpool 2. I seem to like the soundtrack a little better. You know, some of those cameos of some of the other, you know, superhero, you know, appearances and other things. I don't know. I think I like that one better at this point. Now it's new. I haven't got to watch it and rewatch it. So, time will tell, but just initial perception is, yeah, I like Deadpool 2 be better. I'm going to have to go sit with Rick and Giz on the whole John Wick thing. Never seen either one.
You're missing out. They really are good.
I probably need to, but I absolutely despise Keanu Reeves because he's just the whole Bill and Ted thing and the goofy surfer dude, stupid look on his face and every movie he plays in. He's not an actor that I'm fond of at all. But I probably need to get over that and watch them one day. I wonder if they're on Netflix.
Well, one probably is. I don't know about two. But what I will say about this is I've never been a huge Keanu Reeves fan.
Right.
He's done some movies that I've liked.
Right.
But when I saw the training that he went through for the first John Wick, and that got him into a gun guy. Now he shoots three-gun competition.
Yeah,
that changed my mind to where it converted him to being, you know, okay with guns to being enthralled in guns, and you'll appreciate a lot of the way he handles the guns. He does it the right way. You could definitely tell he takes his training seriously.
Yeah. Now Revolver out there, he says he's got kind of a two-parter thing here, but he says, do you guys believe Trump derangement is real? He says, have you heard about the guy that shot himself in the arm to protest Trump? Yeah, that guy's an idiot. That's about all I'll say on that. On the Trump derangement, I believe that the condition is real. I mean, they can name it whatever they want. But, you know, people get stressed out, wigged out, upset over all sorts of things. I mean, just look at, you know, if you remember election night, remember seeing like the Hillary campaigns and other things, right? Those people were just all kinds of distraught. So, I mean, there's something going on there, obviously. I don't believe for a second they're faking that. I believe that there's now, whether you call it derangement or not, I don't know. You may have a problem with labeling it that, but certainly there's some kind of a, you know, stressful, anxiety, mental issue going on. Ghost, what do you say?
I mean, as far as the guy shooting himself in the arm, I mean, stupidity is stupidity. I mean, you know,
right. Stupid is stupid. Does.
Stupid is definitely as stupid does. As far as the derangement, I mean, yeah, there are people that will get worked up over an ice cream cone or something. I mean, so being mentally deranged is nothing new. And if you want to blame it on Trump, then that's the flavor of the day, you know?
Right. Got to blame it on something, I guess. Exactly.
I got to go along with Ghost there. I mean, if you're going to get deranged about Trump, there's a lot of people you'd get deranged about. So it ain't just Trump.
Right. Rick.
Oh, I believe it's real. I do. People, as you said, from election night onwards, people, I keep saying it, they still ain't got over it yet. You know, and they won't until they finally win eventually, whenever that's going to be.
All right. Tardot?
And the guy shooting himself.
Right. Yeah, I think we all agree on that one pretty much. Go ahead, Tardot.
Well, it's been happening since day one, and I think it's a serious psychotic disorder to have Trump derangement syndrome. I think they also call it petty butt-hurtedness. You know, I did a little commercial on one of my videos for a medication called Groasac that a lot of them should really look into.
There you go. Yeah, that was a pretty good one, by the way. What is Einstein? Let me see. Checking my email here. How much wood could a clover tack chuck if a clover tack chose to chuck wood? Okay. He's got a three-parter here, and then he's got, what's the average airspeed of an unladen 224 Valkyrie? And is it time to forgive Springfield Army? So I'll fill the first two. I'll fill those. See how much wood. I'm gonna say three cords on that one. It's gonna be the answer. And then average airspeed of an unladen 224 Valkyrie. I'm gonna say 742,000 feet a second. Let's say. And then let's run this one through the room here. Is it time to forgive Springfield Armory? Ghost.
I never was boycotting, so
there you go.
Sure, absolutely it is.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. It left a bad taste in my mouth for a while, but that's over with.
Right. Rick.
Yes, it's about time we forgave Smith and Weston and Ruger.
Right, and multiple other ones. Tardot.
I mean, I'm kind of a ghost. I haven't been boycotting, but I will say, because I did see Yankees video on this, and yeah, you know, I'd stand up and say it is time to, you know, it's been a little bit of time since that happened, and they've actually been doing some more Second Amendment friendly stuff here lately, you know, like when they took their firearms out of Dick's Sporting Goods, different things like that to try to show, have a little show of faith. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like it is, but we need to not forget that they did it.
Right. Yeah. Now, I had a fairly lengthy response on, and I did put it in the comments on the Yankees video. And yeah, I think the whole, and I've said this, I'm on the record multiple times for saying this. I'm not, you know, I'll take heat for wording it this way, but this is the way I'm going to word it. I'm not into the whole boycott thing. I believe that if you choose to not do business with a company for whatever reason that is, that's your business. I mean, they've done you wrong. There's something that doesn't align with your values, whatever. I don't necessarily agree with projecting that onto other people because they may not share your values. They may not know all the facts. They may not see things a certain way. And you have people that blindly follow boycotts. That happens on both sides, the left and the right. And we complain with the uneducated on the left that go out and boycott these places and they don't know why they're boycotting, or they march on places because they don't know why. The same thing happens on the right. And it happens when people push a personal narrative on. So I think that we have to be real careful with that. As far as is it time, I think that's a decision that you have to make based on, you know, what they did and what they have done since to potentially try to rectify it. If they've rectified most of the issues that, you know, caused you to boycott them in the first place, then sure. I never really had a problem one way or another because I've never been this big, huge Springfield fan. So. Really didn't bother me one way or another to not buy from them. So, you know, is that, I don't know, is it fair for me? I guess what I'm saying is if you're not a customer of theirs, does it really matter if you're boycotting them? Are they really losing anything from you? And I don't think they are. Ghost Roosted out there has one for you. He said, who won last month's Drill of the Month?
I think I announced it on Tuesday. It was Ozzy. Ozzy won it. He actually shot remarkably well. So Ozzy won it. And I've had a good response in this. The next one will be up this weekend. I'm going to try to put it out there and all that. But yeah, Ozzy won the August Drill of the Month. Congratulations, Ozzy.
Now, Andrew out there is putting out, I guess this is, more for me, it's a Texas political thing, but a couple of candidates out there. He says, my thoughts on Willie and Beto. Idiots, I guess. I don't think they're going to make it. That blue wave, I've said it a lot of times, the blue wave is a trickle now, I think, at best. At least that's what I seem to be seeing. I've seen something today about specifically with Beto and talking about Cruz and, you know, they were saying that, you know, oh, Beto was close. And then now they're saying, you know, as it gets closer to election time, now it's like, well, Cruz is starting to pull away. Well, duh, I think he was probably pretty well ahead to start with. They just have to say that now because election day comes and he completely mops the floor with Beto and they can't be that wrong, right? Then the boss is in the house. There's Casino Boss. And, yes, I know I am behind in the chat a little bit here. So just bear with us. We're having fun and trying not to get too worked up over it. But Casino Boss out there, he's got a good one. He says, what gun purchase do you regret the most? Tardot?
I would honestly have to say the Springfield Armory XD, which was one of my first concealed carry pistols. You know, I kind of wish I would have went maybe a different route with it. Sadly, even to say maybe even a Glock, but you know, I kind of just jumped on board with that because
really with the Glock tards, the Glock fans that are just, you know, ravenous about it, it kind of turned me away, honestly, from the Glock, and I jumped over to Springfield.
Really? So, I mean, did you have trouble with it?
No, I mean, some of it had to do. I bought the subcompact version in a 40 caliber, and it really wasn't that great at handling the 40. I should have went a different caliber at that too.
Okay.
But you know, I just
It wasn't a horrible gun.
It just really wasn't for me.
Because I got an XD9, almost when like they first come out, and I gotta say, I mean, I don't shoot it that often. I really haven't ever carried it. I think I did do a course or something with it one time, and I think there's been several people I think that have borrowed it to do their concealed carry courses. It is a phenomenal pistol. I've just never had any issues as far as, you know, I call it combat accuracy. It's one of those things where you can run and gun and, you know, do those sort of things. It's really natural the way it fits my hand and the way it pulls up, you know, your sight alignment when you pull up and other things. I'm just really naturally proficient with that pistol. And that's not to say it's one of my favorites, because sadly it's really not, but it's been a great pistol. Rick, what do you think, gun purchase you regret the most? Do you have one?
I don't have one. I've only been into guns for 2.5 years now, and I've got 7, I think. And I haven't regretted one of them.
Right. There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Giz.
This is easy. Taurus Spectrum. Yeah, I picked that thing up at a gun show this spring, and I thought I was just getting the greatest little thing in the world. It turned out to be a real lemon. I didn't do the homework I should have done on it. Just impulse buy that was a bad idea.
Right. G-Webs has jumped in with us, so I'll let you field this one if you want. G-Webs, you got a gun purchase regret?
Can you hear me okay like this?
Yeah.
One comes to mind is I was at a gun show, and I had, I forget how much money, but a guy had a carbine and a 10/22, and I walked away with the 10/22 thinking, well, I'm going to make this into a little badass sniper rifle. I don't know why I did that.
Right.
I shoot carbines. I don't want to buy that ammo.
Right.
Yeah. I bought the carbine.
Right. Ghost?
Never had one. You know, I'm kind of one of those guys that buys every gun. I shouldn't say every gun, because not every gun has a purpose, but 98% of my guns were bought for a specific purpose. Mm-hmm. Or at least a purpose in my mind to justify the purchase, right. Whether it's legitimate or not is to be decided. But
yeah,
I actually, when I buy a gun, I do a lot of research, and I go and make sure that before I buy it, before I know, pun intended, pull the trigger, mm-hmm. it's something that I'm going to enjoy and going to use. So I really, honestly, I don't have one. I love all my guns.
Yeah. I'm the same way, at least, you know, I'm one of these that, you know, I really don't buy it unless it's a good buy. You know, I don't think I've ever overpaid for anything ever, and gotten some really smoking deals on the vast majority of what I've got. So, you know, certainly no regrets with that. I mean, when you're not paying an arm and a leg, or you overpaid for it, that kind of lessens the chance of there being a regret with it. And yeah, they all have purposes, and they are what they are. I mean, even the ones with the recent video, with the, you know, the cheap ring of fire stuff. I mean, throw them around in a toolbox. I mean, you know, fire a shot shell out of them. You know, it's something if you need to. I mean, for no more than they cost. I mean, I'm not disappointed in them necessarily. One comes to mind that I wasn't able to repair, and I wish I, you know, of course I picked it up cheap, but I wished I just hadn't bought. I wish I would have just passed on it and not had to even mess with it. Is I bought an old French revolver one time, and you know, did homework and everything else. Never could have been, and couldn't find parts. The mainspring was broken. It never could find parts anywhere. The mainspring was broken, and it was also parts of it were missing because it had a break in the grip. So when it broke, part of it had eventually fell out. And just, you know, ended up selling it. And, you know, I don't know. It just left a bad taste in my mouth for buying wall hanger stuff, stuff that had problems. So I'm real careful now about what I buy that's got some kind of an issue. You can get a really good deal that way, but you got to be careful because, you know, sometimes you'll pick up something that, that parts just are not available for. So yeah, that would be my regret. Vigilance Personal Protection out there is talking about the circuit question we have earlier. He said, earlier, he said every finish, will wear, with use eventually. So, now Kingpin's got one for Ghost. He says, who's the next Armed Citizen podcast guest?
I've already recorded. Well, I've already recorded a couple other ones, and I've got two or three already lined up. And I don't know. I don't know who the next release is going to be. They're all good. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm really telling you what I'm looking forward to, and I don't know if G wants me to divulge this or not, but I'm really looking forward. G and I have already discussed about after the firearm policy thing up in Chicago, we're going to do kind of a podcast where he kind of recaps it, and I'm looking forward to that for people that weren't able to get up to Chicago. I think that would be a really cool one, but that's going to be obviously down the line because it's not for till what, next week, I think, like that. So. Right. But so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know which one will be released. I know Clover and I have done one. I've got a couple pretty big names that people in the fire ministry would know agreed to do one. So I don't know which one I'm going to do yet. I wish I had the answer for you.
Right.
Yeah, when I know, you'll know.
Right. Now, DT Piper out there. So what you're saying before I get to that. So what you're saying is you're kind of recording these and it, when you release them may not necessarily be in the order that you...
It's not going to be in the order in which they're recorded. That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's fine. Now DT Piper on the Gun Channel side says hashtag no regrets. There you go. That's my take. Make that decision to buy it. Yeah. Make
not even good, one letter.
Make a good. Yeah, right. Exactly. I think he spelt it that way too, by the way. I'm not sure. Gunpowder and Ashley out there are talking about some kind of toys. Says, yes, Ashley, worst toys ever. Played the mean mom card, made those toys disappear when the kids weren't looking. What toys are they talking about?
Yeah, they're talking about the old school cap guns where it has the little rings that you stick into the revolver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's talking about those just because we used to end up stepping on them all the time.
Yeah, but she also was talking about the Legos. Is that worse than a Lego? Yes. No way it's worse than a Lego. It is? Yeah,
it's pretty damn bad because they're pretty small. So they get it like with step the shape there. Of them. They poke you pretty bad.
Right.
If you ever
right.
step on a Lego and you're bare feet, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Especially full force really come down on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah, no. Come down on a Lego barefooted in the dark on your way to the bathroom because you got to take a piss. It hurts like hell, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Up and down the hallway on one foot.
I think anybody with kids or around kids is, you know, has experienced that. It's not fun.
That's why our kids have mostly the giant like Mega Blocks and stuff like that. Yeah, now they don't have the little tiny Legos.
That's what I was going to say. You got Mega Block, and then do they still make Lincoln Logs?
Yes. They do, because we have some of those somewhere.
Right. Somebody said nope. Yeah, I really liked my Lincoln Logs, and I had a grandfather that was really good with woodworking stuff, and he would actually make them. You know, he had a wood lathe and then a and all that good stuff. He made furniture. He made all kinds of stuff, and so I had commercially bought Lincoln Logs, and then I had, you know, all different colors and types of woods and other different things, because he would do some out of scrap occasionally, which was kind of cool. Now, Rob D out there says they're all better than a jack, and that's true, but I don't know that kids play with jacks anymore.
They're made out of plastic now, though.
Are they?
Some of them. Okay. At least the ones I step on.
When I was a kid, those things were metal. You wouldn't want to step on those.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know that. I don't remember my kids ever playing with jacks.
The safest way to play with them is you just set the ball down and give everyone a jack.
There you go. Equal opportunity right there.
Right.
Everyone gets a trophy.
I would say I don't know that many kids nowadays would even know how to play with jacks. They'd just be throwing them at each other, I think.
Probably, yeah.
They're putting them in the hall so you can step on them.
Jack, marbles, I'm telling you, marbles are no fun to step on either.
No.
They'll put you on your rear end. Big time.
Do kids play with marbles today?
I don't know if they do. I know when I can remember trading marbles. Did anybody else here ever do that? Took them to school and you traded?
And growing up, if you had your marbles in a Crown Royal purple bag,
right? Yeah, that's true. But you would go to town and you know, a lot of times it sucked because you'd have to buy a bag of like 50 marbles, but you would notice one unique marble in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like during the pouring process or, you know, however they make those, you know, they got a little more color in this one or a little less in that one or maybe it mixed together and made an odd color. And boy, when you did that, you could trade one of those off for an entire bag of marbles a lot of times. But that, and then later on, I was kind of getting Ashley out there is talking about Pogs. Pogs became the what marbles used to be. And I had a lot of the Pogs and stuff too. But I don't know, by the time the Pogs were kind of getting popular, I was a little too old, I think, for that sort of stuff. Anybody else here play with the Pogs?
I was dead center in that whole trend. And I used to have the big tubes of Pogs all over the place.
Right.
That was after me.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. Some of you here are older. Some of you are younger. King out there, he says, Pogs. I had a ton of those. Now, 817's out there. He's got one here that I hadn't heard a lot of people talk about. Of course, I've missed some shows lately. But he says, what's up? He said he's sad. He's in Fort Worth, off-duty police. Involved in the shooting, two of them actually, one in Dallas too. Yeah, the one. Have you guys heard the one where it was a female off duty claimed that she got off on the wrong floor of the apartment complex. The door was unlocked. She put her key in it, realized it was unlocked, and opened it and basically shot this dude dead that was in his house. She was in the wrong apartment. So have y'all heard that story?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it.
I've heard that one. And with me, I'm pretty big on supporting police, but I kind of call BS on her story. Plus it's, you know, people like to jump on the fact and say that it's, you know, a big police fiasco. We need more training and stuff. And it's like, okay, dude, it's an off-duty thing, and she probably, there was probably something else there. Yeah. You know, probably wasn't just being tired from a 14-hour shift. Something else going on.
Well, there's a couple of things to that. Today, there's some more information that's come out. Of course, they got the whole thing, and I don't want to jump down this as a rabbit hole, of course, but you got the whole thing that supposedly they exercised a search warrant on his apartment, which doesn't make any sense, really, and found some marijuana. And I'm like, okay, so doesn't matter what you found in there. You know, first of all, dude's dead. What are you going to do to him? You know, but second of all, it doesn't, you know, she acted first. So, you know, what's the deal? But then there's some other stuff, some inconsistencies with her story and some stuff like that that has come out. But I will say this, whether Tardot can back me up or anybody else, I know Tardot from there formerly, of course, but Dallas PD's got some real issues because they've got to where they were hiring like lesser felons and all kind of weird stuff. Am I wrong with that?
Oh no. They forewent a lot of their background checks and just their standards in pretty recent time, just because they were having such a hard time getting officers in there, especially after that shooting that happened a couple years ago where the five officers got shot. They were having a lot of trouble getting officers in, so they just forewent a lot of their requirements, which I think is a big part of why you start seeing issues with officers in that area.
Right. Well, yeah, and part of what's going on with this makes me wonder if it's not going to come back to that eventually. There's not going to be something found out about her that's like, well, she really shouldn't have been a police officer. You know what I mean?
Well, there was some stuff that I saw today that she said, apparently she said the door was open and that's why she got nervous and drew her gun. Mm-hmm. But every single door in that apartment complex is a weighted fireproof door that closes automatically and has double deadbolts. And they said there is no physical way that that door was open. It was designed to close on its own.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
Andy had a red rug in front of his, that he was the only one at the complex that put a red rug in front of his door. So she would have to walk and step on top of a red rug.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't kept up with it very well here lately. And I don't know if they've gotten all their testings back, but I really think there's something else involved, you know, alcohol, drugs, something that's not known yet.
Yeah. Quite possibly, but that's like I said, that's a rabbit hole. Unfortunately, we can't really get into on this. Was supposed to be more of a lighthearted show. So hopefully somebody will do something on that. Heck, if nothing else, maybe Tardot and I'll get together and do it. Now, Gunslinger out there on the Gun Channel side, we got a few questions here that hopefully will be quick ones. He says, what is everybody's EDC knives? Ghost?
I honestly don't know the name of it, but it's a knife that Mr. Wright and I both picked up one at Wanamaker last November. It's a little auto knife. It's a company out of Texas. I got them for like $40 or something. It's a really cool little knife, but I don't know the name of the brand, but it's a little auto knife. It's pretty cool.
Awesome. Gibbs?
Mine is from the very well-regarded company by the name of Ozark Trail.
Yeah.
Come from Walmart.
There you go.
But it's not a bad little knife, especially for $3.88. It ain't bad at all.
Mm-hmm. Right. G-Webs, what about you, EDC knife?
What knife we carry?
Yeah, one you often carry, I guess.
It's, I don't know what the model is of it. It's just some kind of Spyderco that's made for Europe. So it's like got no lock on it and it's small and it's 100% serrated blade.
Oh, okay. So
it's just like having almost like having a box cutter.
Right. Right. Patriot, what about you?
I got two Kershaws I carry. Just, it's the one before the Volt. So it's not serrated. It's just a straight. It was a gift, and so it's just a straight edge on it.
Right.
And then the Pico, which is another one. I don't know. They're both kind of different. One's the liner lock, and one's the other one, I guess.
Okay. Gotcha. Rick?
Mine's a Kershaw. I couldn't tell you what model it is. I got it free from the United States Concealed Carry Association.
Okay. Well, wow, that's pretty cool because the three ones from NRA are made in China. So they're not even a name brand. Tardot?
I'm right there with Rick. I got a Kershaw Speed Safe. I think it says model. I'm holding it right now. I think it says model 1605 that I got from USCCA back
that
in.
That must be the one I have then.
2017 when they came to Fort Worth. So okay. it's like a $50 knife. Yeah, like you said, they gave it to us for free for pre-signing up.
Right. Now I've got, as far as me, I don't have any particular one. For me, you know, knife, even EDC, as long as it's sharp and it works, because it's more of a utilitarian thing. I don't necessarily see myself having to defend myself with it. You know, pretty much any sharp 3-inch blade's going to get it done, I think, if you ever had to. But I think it's the one, now, RL had given the one away, and then it intrigued me when he did that. And I went out and bought one, and it's the Hotwire, Kershaw Hotwire, I think. I carry a lot, and then I've got a Buck Trekker that I carry pretty often, too. But there's, you know, any given day, there's no telling. I mean, I've got all kinds from Gerber's to Kershaw to, what am I thinking, Spyderco to Smith & Wesson to SOG to all kinds of different knives that I have at my disposal. So you never know really which one I'm going to pick up. To me, that's kind of like a woman putting on her charm bracelet or her something for the day, right? It's just a knife, so I just kind of grab one and go. Now, Revolver's throwing out one, and this may be the last one. We need to get out of here on a Friday night, of course. He sold out another one of those superhero questions. Says Marvel or DC? Tardot?
I'm more for Marvel. I've always been a Marvel fan, even with the comic books, just because they were a little more lighthearted, but they could still kind of take everything to a dark direction without getting too off into DC's, you know, seriousness, their level of seriousness. So I've always been a big Marvel fan, especially like Wolverine and Deadpool, ones like that.
Mm-hmm. Looks like there's a lot of love in the chat for Marvel too. Rick, you have a preference?
I would say Marvel.
Okay. Patriot, what about you?
Yeah, I like Marvel out of those two. I like Dark Horse too, but Marvel's always the one I like.
Right. Yeah, I had a lot of Spawn
and all those original ones.
I had a lot of Dark Horse comics growing up. G-Webs, you got a preference?
Yeah, same as like Patriot said, if I had to choose out of them two, Marvel, but I never read those kind of things either. I would read graphic novels or black and white comics that were the weird
comics. Right. As long as it's not Thor, you don't care, right? Thor's the worst. Gizzard, what do you think?
Oh, Marvel.
Okay. Now, Gunslinger, he says Marvel. He said, but Joker's the best comic villain by far. I don't know. That's another conversation we'll go down a rabbit hole on. Ghost.
I mean, you have to understand that I've never read a comic book in my life, so I'm basing this off of the movies, and I enjoy the Marvel movies more than DC, so.
For me, as far as comic books, it was probably DC. Had an awful lot of Superman, awful lot of Batman, Wonder Woman, you know, basically Justice League stuff. As it's gotten into the movies, I think it's more Marvel, and it's just, I think it has to do with the universe, right? Just they've got a more expanded, diverse, I think, universe with the movies. So even though you've got the split between X-Men, of course, and the other stuff, there's way more options out there, right? Seems like. So, yeah, I think that's, depends on what you're talking about, what medium you're talking about consuming, whether it's comic books. And I haven't read comic books in years, so I couldn't tell you what's going on in any of the new comic books. So, let's get this thing closed up. Looks like y'all got an extra 10 minutes or so here. So, and we've had a lot of fun. So let's run this one through the room. Just final thoughts, plugs, whatever you need to take care of. Tardot.
Well, thank you for having me. As everybody can tell, I'm starting to get back on track. If you haven't subscribed to me, jump over to Tardot357. I've started getting back on track with doing vlogs and commentary, field stripping videos, and now I'm actually starting to get some more patron only content out too. So I'm over on Patreon also if anybody's interested, but definitely jump over and check me out.
Very awesome. Mr. Rick.
Oh yeah. Thanks for having me. I have a show tomorrow afternoon at 3 PM on Eastern Time. Rick's Life as I See It. Also, if you don't mind me mentioning this, I have a GoFundMe for the move into a free state. We have a drawing that we're giving away two bottles of Slick 2000 gun oil, a part for an AR-15 or a Glock or an M&P from Strike Industries, and a wooden box with the Gun Channel's logo burned into it. And the more you donate, the more entries you get.
Yeah, that box is freaking awesome, by the way. Yeah. Who built that? Was that
potatoes and lead?
Potatoes? I thought it was potatoes. Yeah.
Yeah. And the link for my stuff is on my YouTube page or on Gun Channel's page. Will it let me put links in YouTube on your thing or not?
If you put them in the side chat, I can do it. No, you're not a mod, or I don't have you as a mod.
No, I'm not. Believe it or not, this is hard to believe, but you know I'm not a mod on any chat anywhere.
Right.
I'm just putting that out there, you know?
Well, that's somebody make Rick a mod.
Yeah.
I can't break my, a while ago, patrons, we were having a chat. They decided they wanted, you know, let's do that as a patron perk. So, but we do have I'll get into that later. But, yeah, that's why I don't
know. How much are you going to donate on Patreon to be a mod?
I don't remember what level is now. I don't remember what level it is.
I know I'm a low level patron.
Oh, yeah, you are. But, yeah, I don't remember what level. It's one of those. But, yeah.
And also, real quick before I finish.
Yeah.
Also, Ghost, you know, his new chat thing he's doing.
Yeah.
He said he's contacted some big people in the gun industry. I haven't heard from him yet.
Yeah.
that was a joke.
Well, he didn't start at the top then.
That's right. I'm working my way up to you, Rick.
Okay.
Got to work up the courage.
Okay.
Yes. You're too intimidating, Rick. Too intimidating. Patriot, what you got going on, buddy?
Well, Ghost started at the very, very bottom with his new show. But no, I'm just trying to stay busy. Thanks for the invite. I'm sorry I was late. I'm actually leaving for the weekend. Got some family stuff north, so I had to jump in just before I leave for the weekend. Yeah, if anybody's got anything, find one of my few videos and leave me some comments so I know what to do next. So, any ideas? No problem.
There you go. G-Webs. You bet. G-Webs.
Right on. Yeah, thanks for the invite and thanks for hosting. Good to have a show, and it was interesting to have another one, like you say, that's kind of Q&A instead of just all industry all the time.
Yeah, just kind of laid back. Yeah, those industry shows. I love the industry shows, but, you know, and that gives, those give the audience a chance to ask questions too, but, you know, every few weeks, I think it's nice just to kind of hang out and have fun, maybe. You got anything coming up besides just being on the road?
Yeah, Billy Gunn shows after this, and then on the road, Stay tuned for cancer.
Exactly. Giz, what you got, bud?
Check out my website, gizzardgary.com. Let's see. I put out a 357 subscriber giveaway video this afternoon, so everybody get in, check that out. And all you got to do is be a subscriber to my channel and name the chicken. So get out there, watch it, throw out a name there, and good luck with everybody on that. Also, I do have an unboxing or a mail call from Rick's Life as I See It. I got a package today. I'll give you a little bit of a preview. You see the new hat I got here.
Hey, I like you.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks to Rick for that, and I'll show everybody the rest of it when I get the video put together. And thanks for the invite. This was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Ghost.
I want to send a shout out to some of our brothers in arms, and I want to miss a lot of people, but the ones that I know that are going to be affected are Mike with NW Tactical, Night Strike, Garage Guns, Such. They're all from South Carolina, so let's keep them in our thoughts, and I hope they stay safe this weekend because it looks like this storm's for real. So I sent a text to Mike, and so let's just make sure that we keep those guys in our thoughts. And if there's anything you guys can do, what I suggest you guys do is just watch the news. If you have their cell phone numbers or whatever, just constantly kind of keep in touch with them, make sure everything's okay. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Yeah, it looks like the rain you know, the flooding and that sort of stuff is going to be really, really, really bad for them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
User out there throwing out $2. He says, don't end the chat. He gets lonely. There'll be, there's other chats. We got less than an hour. You got Daily Gun Show. So it's all good. I'm sure there's probably, if there's not already a lobby, there'll be one. There'll be one up, of course. A couple things that I want to throw out. First of all, I want to throw out talking about the email list that we're going to start doing the newsletters through. So get over to clovertac.com, scroll to the bottom, sign up for that list, because that'll kind of get you in. That'll kind of get you ahead of the game when we do the little giveaway for some caps here, probably next week. And what else we got? Oh, as far as stuff coming up, for those that are patrons or decide between now and then to go over and maybe drop a buck or more and do that, the private patron chat, that's where we kind of discuss things with the channel and I get input, and we just hang out probably more than anything. That happens this Monday night, so don't forget that. What else do we have here? Doesn't look like much. So with that, it is Friday. So everybody, enjoy the weekend. Hopefully, obviously, if you're out there on the East Coast, be safe. Get to some high ground and all that good stuff. Stay safe. Yeah, if you're not in the eye of the hurricane, so to speak, hopefully there's some good weather. So, hey, get out there. Go shooting. Friends, family, kiddos, take them with you, all of that good stuff, and we will see you next week. Bye.